I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being with us. It was a somber day in Berlin. A vigil was held at the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church to honor the people killed last night in the square just next to the church. Someone drove a large truck into a crowded Christmas market there, one of many such markets throughout Berlin this time of year. 12 people were killed and many more were wounded. Today, ISIS claimed the attack was carried out by one of its fighters, but authorities in Germany say they don't know yet exactly who drove the truck into the market. Reporter Emmanuel Chase in Berlin has been following the investigation.
It's been a very confusing day for Berliners and for Germany. The man they arrested yesterday after that lorry killed several people has been released today because the police think that he's not the guy they were looking for. They think that he wasn't the driver of the truck.
So do they have any other leads in that case?
Well, not that we know of, and that's why it's so confusing. Apparently, there will be someone on the loose out there in Berlin or maybe in Germany, and we don't know who they are looking for, and apparently they don't know either.
So I know you're at the scene of the attack, this Christmas market. What is it like there today?
Well, today it has been really quiet. Obviously, the market that has been attacked stayed closed today, and so did all the markets in Berlin as a mark of respect for the victims of yesterday's attacks. In Berlin in general, people have been carrying on what they were doing before. You know, German people are quite pragmatic, and they were expecting something to happen sooner or later. Maybe not at a Christmas market, maybe not before this festive period, maybe not in Berlin. But they kind of felt something would happen. Germany has been hit by a wave of attacks this summer, so they're not surprised. So the mood here is of sadness, but they're not surprised by what is happening right now, what is shaking them right now.
Mm. I know these Christmas markets are common all over Germany. Have the police stepped up their presence at these markets?
Well, there has been already an increased security surrounding those markets, but only 4 days ago, a 12-year-old boy had been arrested in the west of the country, in Ludwigshafen, and this 12-year-old boy had been radicalized and had been trying to activate an explosive charge he was carrying with him. So even with an increased police presence, one cannot prevent all the isolated attacks that are carried out.
And in Berlin today, even though this Christmas market is closed as a sign of respect, are people still out shopping? Or are they kind of still busy
people
with their Christmas oddities?
People are still out. Obviously, you can see that they look a bit more, that they're a bit more aware of people around them. But in the public transport, you don't notice anything different. Maybe you notice an increased number of security forces, but it's not blatant.
So we don't know who the perpetrator is, but there was an opinion piece in the Guardian newspaper stating that this attack at the Christmas market might mark the end of Angela Merkel's open-door policy for refugees. I'm just wondering if you've noticed any upswell of anti-immigration rhetoric in Germany since yesterday.
Since yesterday, not really. But since this this open-door policy, there has been protests against Merkel's policy. And the wave of attacks that shook Germany this year only increased that feeling, that anti-immigration feeling that has been developing for the past 2 years in Germany.
All right, Emmanuel Chase, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Emmanuel Chase is a correspondent in Berlin for France 24.